So the other day, Pornhub released their 2022 year in review. You can almost think of this like a shareholder's letter to the fappers of the world. And I don't want to get into the gory details of this thing, but I do want to point out a few things. So first of all, the United States is blowing out the rest of the world in terms of porn consumption, with the UK coming in second place. I mean, this isn't even close. America is just blowing everybody out here. Like, India has 1 billion people and they're not even on the list. Look, I'm an American. I love when America wins, but this is one thing I would be totally fine with America taking the L in. The top star of the year was this woman named Abella Danger, and she got over 1.6 billion views on the year. And there were, I think I counted, three other porn stars on the year that got over 1 billion views. Now, this isn't just about the fact that this is a complete waste of time. It's degenerate behavior. That's bad enough, but this isn't just about productivity. This is really a huge issue. This is one of the biggest problems, I think, going on in our society right now. This is affecting our sex lives, our relationships, and it's changing the way our brain is wired. Porn shoots off as much dopamine as hardcore drugs, and it's a huge killer of marriages. 56% of divorce proceedings cite an obsessive internet interest in pornographic websites as a contributor to the divorce. Watching porn causes ED, it wrecks your testosterone levels, and it leads to these weird, unnatural sexual fetishes. Like, trans porn was the 7th highest viewed category on Pornhub. This stuff is absolutely destroying our society at large, and it's destroying so many men, and it needs to become illegal. But I have little faith that that's gonna happen, so that leaves us on our own with a phone full of addictive, sexually perverse, life-destroying content. So how do you quit porn then? When I first started this channel, I made quite a few videos on NoFap, and in several of those videos, I tried to answer this question of how to quit porn, how to do this and make it last, and I'll be honest, I don't feel like I did that great of a job. When I quit porn, I was 18 years old, and I was fortunate enough that I hadn't gone down any really weird, perverted sexual rabbit holes, and so it wasn't an extremely difficult thing for me to do. Basically, what happened was I noticed that I was starting to have sexual dysfunction issues, and I was fortunate enough that I intuitively grasped that porn was probably playing a part in that. And so I cut it out, and I was able to make a complete recovery. And because I was fortunate enough to get off this at an early age, I don't think I ever really had to consider that deeply an actual process for how you could quit this. But seeing these stats on porn use in 2022 makes me want to take another crack at this, because honestly, this might be the most important thing that we could fix, and it's something that each one of us could work on, because porn is absolutely destroying our society, and it's happening on an individual level, which is leading to the destruction of relationships and marriages, and that destroys families, and when you destroy the family, you just end up breaking down the entire society. So first, I want to talk about being seriously addicted to this stuff. If you're somebody who's wanking it multiple times a day, you're doing it at work, you're going to the bathroom during your class so you can do it, you have a serious problem, and I would honestly recommend you talk to somebody. And I know this can feel embarrassing, you know, I felt the same way when I first made NoFap videos in early 2020. It was just, it's, you know, it's kind of a funny topic to be talking about, but this stuff has become mainstream. I don't really know any guy who's sitting here defending porn as like a social good, the best thing that could happen to people anymore. Like, everyone seems to kind of acknowledge how bad this stuff is. And I think that you'll find if you talk to the right people, you won't be met with mockery. You'll be met with a level of respect for the courage it takes to want to actually improve your life and admit that you have a problem. In fact, it was like a couple weeks ago, I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I was telling him about this law that was currently being discussed in Congress right now, and the law was going to make it so that minors were not allowed to watch pornography in the US, and it was going to require these porn sites to have very strict age verification rules in place. And he volunteered to me how great of an idea he thought that was, because he said at 10 years old, this stuff had started wrecking his own life, and he knew other people who were the same way. This is really something that is starting to get acknowledged on the mainstream, and finding help if you have a serious problem with this is a very good idea. And really, for anyone trying to quit porn, this is a good idea. And I'm not talking about going to see a therapist or going and checking yourself into rehab, but you know, as of the recording of this video, it is January 1st, 2023. So many people are doing New Year's resolutions. I'm sure you have a friend out there who is probably struggling with porn use the same way that you are. What if you just broached the conversation with him and were like, yo, what if this year we decided to quit porn and we held each other accountable and we encouraged each other along the way? Go have the conversation with a friend. I bet you'd be surprised how many of them will be receptive to this idea, because I think every guy on some level knows this isn't how he wants to live his life. And a lot lot of times people are just waiting for somebody to take the lead so that they can go along with them and improve their lives. It's almost like working out, you know. A lot of people, especially when they get started off working out, they need to have a training partner because it just makes it more fun. It makes it easier to get into the routine. And then after you've had that training partner for a while, you can get to the point where you just start going to the gym by yourself. Now, the next thing you need to do is rid yourself of triggers. Luckily, when I quit porn, Instagram had not turned into the soft core porn site that it is today. And I could imagine that would be a lot harder to quit fapping off if sex is getting served up to you on every single social media platform. It would probably be a good idea for you to do a social media detox at the same time that you're quitting porn. And I'm not saying you have to give up social media forever, or that you even have to stop looking at attractive girls on Instagram forever. Although, side note on that, if you're the kind of guy who's out there watching porn a lot and you spend your time looking at girls on the internet, there's probably a good chance that you're not the kind of guy who would actually get one of those girls you're looking at on Instagram. And so you should probably stop looking at them, work on improving yourself so you could actually take them out on a date. But that's another topic. But the first 30 to 90 days when this process is gonna be hardest for you, it would be a good idea for you to make it as easy as possible on yourself. Now, the next thing you need to do is get a social life. Like, get outside the house, bro. I don't care how introverted you are. Like, nobody was meant to sit in their room all day. And I always find, for me, the hardest time for me to maintain my discipline on anything is when I'm sitting at home by myself, you know, whether it's sex, food, just buying dumb shit on Amazon. It's always something that starts coming up that wants to, like, get my attention when I'm not doing anything. You know, that saying, idle hands are the devil's workshop, really is true. And today, men are more isolated and lonely than they've ever been before. And I don't think it's a surprise that that also is happening at the same time that we have a porn epidemic. So go make some real friends and get some hobbies out in the real world with real people. Even if you're scared or you're just not into anything, you know, guys will say that kind of stuff. I'm just not into anything. I can't find a hobby that I'm interested in. Listen, guys, I don't care if it's underwater basket weaving, if it's wine and painting nights, if it's roller skating. I'd rather you do anything than sit on your bed wanking it. And even if you work from home, I think it would be a good idea for you to consider renting one of those office spaces where you can go in and just to get out of the house, you know. Like, I don't care who you are. As human beings, we were not meant to sit in our house all day. It's just depressing. Now, the next step is to bring order to your life. Start exercising, clean up your room, start eating healthy foods, and waking up at a decent time. Basically, just stop acting like a bum altogether, and you'll find that it'll be a lot easier for you to quit watching porn. And this is because all forms of lack of discipline eventually seem to run together, you know? It's the guy who's out of shape, he's got Cheeto dust all over his shirt, staying up till 3 a.m. He's the guy who's also got a fapping problem. And I think this is why the military insists on having discipline over even the most, like, silly little things, like how you tuck your bed sheet into your bed when you make your bed. It's because disorder leads to more disorder and a lack of discipline. And I also think this is probably why so many guys who started on NoFap ultimately got very into self-improvement and really fixed up their whole life, because you can't clean up a porn problem without eventually, like, fixing a huge chunk of your life. Next thing to do is practice mindfulness meditation for 20 minutes a day. Learning how to gain a level of control over your thoughts is essential to being able to have some self-control over your dopamine cravings. And mindfulness is a great life skill in general. It helps me with impulse control and with emotional control. So just go onto YouTube and type in guided meditation and pick out one of the ones that you like, and just every single day when you get up in the morning, do that guided meditation for 20 minutes. And if you can do that in a couple weeks, I promise you, you're gonna already have so much more self-control. Lastly, you need to get some goals for everything, like your money, your social life, and your health. And these don't have to be huge goals, but the power in this is that you give yourself these constructive dopamine outlets. Dopamine is released in anticipation of a reward, and just about every negative addictive behavior that people get into works on this dopamine system. But at the same time, just about all positive things that you're gonna do in life work on this dopamine system as well. So if you've got goals that you're working towards that are making your life better and you're consistently working on them every single day, you're gonna find that a lot of that compulsive energy to fap off, or even more broadly to just binge eat or to sit around watching Netflix all day, that kind of stuff starts to go away, and you get this feeling of satisfaction by doing things that are actually positive for you. Again, it's when I'm laying on my bed doing nothing that I have the urge to do all these compulsive behaviors. And when I've had a really productive day, or when I'm in the middle of doing something constructive, it's like I can't even imagine why I would take a break from it to go do those things. And that frantic compulsive energy that you feel when you're sitting around doing nothing that gets you to, you know, start scrolling scrolling on social media every 30 seconds or go watch porn or go eat some shitty food. That is your dopamine system looking for an outlet. So you need to fill your day up with positive tasks that you can do so that you can get to the end of the day with a feeling of satisfaction that you made progress today, no matter how small it is, and you just will not have nearly as strong of an urge to fap off. Guys, I mean it seriously. Good luck to all of you out there working to become better men this year in 2023. Be sure to like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you in the next video.